Okay, my love, today on the podcast, I am keeping it 100. You're going to listen to the audio and it's not that great because it is car podcast vibes. That said, I did run it through a system, so it's not as bad as it used to be back in the day. Although some of you really love the audio podcast from the car, I wanted to share some real shit. You know, so many people only see what the internet shows us. We look up to so many amazing influencers and people of interest and celebrities and podcasters and content creators. And we're like, damn, these people are amazing. But we don't get to see when they're struggling and when shit's hard and what it really fucking feels like to run a business and have a big mission and want to do all the cool stuff, be a mother, all that jazz. So I thought I recorded something for myself on Sunday when I left the office when I was writing. I'm writing my second book. Y'all, oh my God, please. I cannot wait to tell you when it comes out. Can't wait for you to read it. But there's some hard shit going on for me and there's a lot of juggling and I'm fucking exhausted and I'm excited and I'm grateful, but I'm fucking exhausted, you know? And shit's crazy. So I wanted to share this. I recorded it for myself. So my team's not happy because there's no snippets to put on Instagram. But the audio is mine. I was in the car. I was driving. I just had to get the shit off my chest. And I thought, you know what? It's been a hot minute that I haven't shared behind the scenes of what's been going on for me. So I'm sharing this because I'm not perfect. I'm fucked up. All kinds of bad shit happens to me. Things are a hot mess at times. Yet, I can still show up and do the damn thing. And the advice that I give you on this podcast, I gotta take it too. So I'm not just, as Beyonce says, I'm not just preaching, I'm taking my own advice. I hope that you enjoy this behind the scenes of my season of hard. And let me know what you think about it. I'm happy to share more of my crazy ass shit that's going on. I love you. Enjoy.
Hola, hola. It's your girl, Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start standing as your fully expressed self. As you are, queen, as is, there is no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. And I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach, a business mentor, a speaker, an author, and I am obsessed with women standing up, showing up, and creating their confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you.
So I am on my way home. It is Sunday night, 6:20. I went into the office today to write. My beautiful in-laws and my husband helped us this weekend. It was Friday. They took the kids. We're on school holidays and I am writing my second book. The first time I wrote my book, we were in the COVID pandemic and I had all the time in the world. Because I had nothing to do. I drank a lot of gin and I spent my nights writing and watching Moana with my son, who was obsessed with that movie. And it's so weird. I'm writing my book again and he went to watch the movie. And I'm like, weird. Anyway, it's just been weird. He loves Moana again and it's strange and it makes me so happy. It reminds me of that first book. So that was easy. That was cool. I got to do that. It was great. I wrote the book in 6 weeks. I remember towards the end, we wrote a chapter a day. But it was my practice of confidence. I had this book in me. It was been in me for years. It was what I've been speaking about. It was the book that I wanted the whole world to have and read, all the women of the world. And the book came out. It did its thing. It's amazing. And now I've got this book deal that I'm so blessed and I'm so happy. With Penguin, who's a dream, like dream publisher. I want to do so much more with Penguin. I love them. They are incredible. The team is amazing. They're just amazing. It feels so good to be backed by such a beautiful publisher. The problem is that everyone that I know, everyone that's ever met me and knows my heart says, oh man, you got a lot going on. You got to slow down. There's a lot going on. Are you sure you can do all that right now? And there's always this caution, and I know that it's said with love, but I also know myself, and I know my heart, and I know that I'm not a normal person, and I know that I don't think normally, and I know that I don't believe the normal things, and I know who I'm here to be, and I know my message, and I know my mission, and I am on track to do what I'm here to do. I'm clear about it. I'm crystal clear about it. So I can't do the normal things that normal people do. And it's not because I don't want to, but I know in my heart I can't. So it feels like my passion or my speed or my energy is impatience, and it's not. It's fucking purpose. It's enthusiasm. It's drive. You know, it's I lost my husband. It's I almost died. It's I know how short the life is. I know how much time we don't have. I know my purpose, and I'm going strong, fast, and hard to where I want to go. Can I be more patient? Of course I can. Shit, of course I can. What am I, 40? I don't know anything. Oh, baby, right? I know I can. But I got this opportunity to write this book. And if I'm honest, in no time, February 23rd was my go ahead and start date. February 23rd, 70,000 words due May 10th. And it's a lot. It's a lot. So I did the math and I thought, shit, all right, I can do this. However, I forgot that I was also doing a TEDx talk. And that was a head fuck. It was very hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I don't memorize my talks. I don't perform in script. I had all the stories about how I'm a stupid Spanish girl. Not anymore. But that's what I had. And, you know, I just had a lot of pressure that I put on myself for TED. And every person I've spoken to has that pressure. If they did it the right way, which is giving a fuck about their talk and not winging it, but properly sitting down, following the thing that they say, which I respect their rules and I respect the box that TEDx gives you, because if I want to be a TEDx speaker, I appreciate that there's a way to do it, right? Cool. So I didn't fight them, but I couldn't start writing. I had some outlines and ideas, of course, but I couldn't start writing. I couldn't flow into my writing. My brain couldn't handle anything else because not only was I doing my TEDx talk, I had 7 keynotes, speaking engagements that I was doing. So in between preparing for TED, writing my TED, first of all, that's a full-on situation, writing it, and then memorizing it, I have all these talks that I'm doing. So I'm flying around Australia to different organizations, talking, speaking. Some of my keynotes were keynotes I've done before and I knew, but I always change them. I hate doing the same thing. And if you're in my program or you've ever worked with me, you know that I've never done the same goddamn event. I just don't. I don't like it. I don't care. I'm different. I want it to be different. So I keep some similarities and then I change things. So everything is bespoke. Everything. And I'm writing these talks and I'm flying around Australia performing these talks. And every talk that happens, it moves out of my head and I have space in my mind. Whew, more space for TED, more space for TED. It's like a fucking tight, small New York City compact apartment in my mind. And every talk I do, it expands into a bigger townhouse and almost a home and then a mansion because I've got just TED to think about. There was no way I was going to squeeze my book in. So I didn't start writing until after TED finished. So the 16th of March, I finished TEDx. I got the go-ahead the 23rd of Feb. In all that time, I couldn't start. I just couldn't. And I don't feel bad about it. I know my limitations as a human, and I have very little. I'm pretty fucking good. I pack jam my head, but damn, I couldn't do it. I just could not. Mind you, my mom is sick in America, and that's been so consuming in my subconscious. I don't let it come to my awareness, but when it does, holy shit, I can't stop crying. I've got 2 young children. They're young. My husband, myself, my self-care, my well-being, working out, all the things. And then I've got clients. Hello, I love my clients and I'm supporting and serving them. So it's crazy. So here comes the day after TEDx and I'm in Queensland speaking at an event. The day after, literally, I flew to Queensland, did my event, came back home, had another event for a client, came back. And that was the Wednesday. And I started writing on that Wednesday. That's when I started. So 70,000 words in 7 weeks, my friend. It is 1,500 words a day. And I have felt, holy mother, like just insane, wild, crazy. My gosh. And today, my beautiful in-laws had the kids for 2 days. My husband took my kids today, Sunday. I just got home at 7, almost 7 o'clock. It's 6:28, daylight savings. So really, it's 7:28 for me, it feels like. And my husband's been home with the kids all day, and today's Sunday, which is like our family day, and I left in the morning. It was daylight, and now it's fucking dark, and I said, I'm going to sit at your desk. Hamish has a beautiful desk facing the wetlands. I watch ducks and birds and nature and just listened to beautiful writing music and wrote, and so much came that I didn't even know was in there. Oof. Holy shit. I was like, whoa. The book transformed from a day of me writing. And I might not have another day like that coming up soon. I will now write in between shit. I will be doing a client, spend an hour writing. It will be messy. Kids will be running. I will be cooking breakfast, making sandwiches. Then I'll be writing. I'll be speaking and walking and talking. And I'll be airdropping things that I think in my mind and text messaging myself at 1 a.m. in the morning. I will be doing that probably for a little while because I've got an event coming up. But I appreciate today. I really do. And sometimes this is what life looks like. Sometimes this is what writing looks like. Sometimes this is what your creative art looks like. Sometimes this is what your dreams look like. Sometimes this is what hard looks like. Financially, shit's hard for us right now because of my mom. Oh, it's the hardest we've been in a long time. And I hate that because I know that I'm good and we shouldn't be worried about that. But we are. And this is the season. And it means nothing about my worthiness. And this is the season. And I trust I can handle all of it because I'm getting all of it. And if I couldn't, I wouldn't have it. Who am I becoming from this difficulty? Great question. Can't wait to find out. That's it. That is it. This book has so much in it that's going to serve women and support them. And I am so excited that I have this opportunity. And it is so hard. My fucking neck hurts. My body hurts. But what a blessing. What a blessing. So if anybody listens to this, if I share this, it looks like I'm killing it. Book deal with Penguin. Oh my God, flying around Australia. You're an amazing speaker, baller. Oh my God, you're amazing. TEDx. Y'all don't know how fucking the reality sometimes is. None of that feels like it's that. Sometimes it's hard as hell. And I feel like I've neglected my children. And I miss them. And I'm in the same house as them. And this is this season right now. And I'm chatting to them and I'm telling them. I hope their soul understand. I'm telling them what this means and what I'm doing and my timeline. After May 11th, I think I'm just going to crumble into a million pieces. And by the way, it doesn't finish then. I have to do structural edits. They're going to send me back what they've done. I'm going to play with that. That's fine. But this beast of 70,000 initial draft needs to go in. I even emailed them yesterday. I was like, can I get a little bit more time? And then I felt bad that I asked for more time because then I felt like you're irresponsible. You can't meet deadlines. What does that mean about you? You're not good. And then I'm like, no, it doesn't mean that. It means I'm asking for more time. And if they give it to me, that means that was smart. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, thanks for listening to my rambles. I'm about to go home and see my babies. But sometimes this is what chasing your dreams looks like. It's fucking hard, but it's worth it. And you can do it.
Thank you so much for listening. I freaking love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your ears and your energy and your attention. Thank you for letting me into your world. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this podcast. There are so many podcasts you can listen to. And I deeply, deeply, for real, appreciate you listening to mine. Do me one big favor, one big thing. Please share this episode or this podcast with a woman who you know needs to hear this. This is my mission on planet Earth to serve as many women as possible so that we could show up, stand up, speak up, and create the confidence and the life that we desire. I appreciate you, my love. I will see you on the next episode.